Ooh, I could use a fishing trip right now. Amen. We're fixing to go on a fishing trip right now. That's what we're about today. We've been in a series called 24. It's all you have. 24. It's all you have. We live like we've got tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. If you get a tomorrow, it's today. Amen? That's what it'll be. Tomorrow never comes. What you can do, you ought to do it now. If you can give something away today, give it away today. If you can speak with somebody today, speak with them today. If you can seek reconciliation and forgiveness today, then do it when? Today. 24, it's all I have. The Bible calls us a fool if we think we have tomorrow. The Bible calls us full of ourselves and full of pride if we think we have a tomorrow. It'll change your whole life if you'll start living in the now that you have and not the later. Amen? Y'all listening? Amen. Change your whole life. It will change your whole life. Instead of worrying about this, you can't fix it anyway. It's gone, man. And what about this? It ain't here. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen? I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day we need to live in. So today's message, after several in this series, if you've just joined us or you're coming into it, we'll have it out on DVD in our series like we do soon. And I'd encourage you to get it. I think probably one of the best things you'll get for yourself if you can start to live in the now and not the later. Change your marriage. Change the way you look at your job. Change the way you look at people. It could just totally affect your life for positive. But 24, man, that's all you got. Life's too short not to what? Help me. Fish. One more time. Life's too short not to... Now, we did a t-shirt about 3 years ago. It's our best-selling t-shirt. It has the fellowship logo right here. It's a white shirt, and on the back, four-color art of a fishing lure and water, and it says, life's too short not to fish. It was our best seller, and we sell them for $5. It actually cost us more than $5, but they're such a great shirt. We're going to have a table full of them next Sunday. I wish you'd get them again and put them on your body. Life's too short. Now, it's a great fishing shirt, but it's a great shirt to wear in the community. It's a beautiful thing. So we're going to have a whole table full, and you just get them next week. Let's go with the message this morning. Say that with me. I need some help. It'll help me this morning. Fishing ain't a what? You go, I can't fish because I'm not fancy. Well, great. Fishing's perfect for you then. Amen? Fishing ain't a fancy sport, real fast. Smelly fish, come on, bloody mess that you have, rough waters, the burning sun, disappointment, fatigue, junk in your cast net when you get done, rigging your poles, and then, my goodness, I got to do what now? Clean the boat and rinse off the reels. We like to fish. How many of us don't like to clean everything, though, say? Amen? That's why your fishing poles are in the shape they're in, right? Why it don't work, can't leave it. Walmart, bad people. No, wash it out. Amen? But you know, it ain't a fancy sport, but say that with me. Fishing is very exciting, though. Look at this stuff. Come on. The anticipation, the unknown, the bite, the fight, the catch, the bragging, the eating, the enjoyment, the satisfaction, and the relationship with the other fishermen. Amen? I mean, fishing is great. I love to fish. Love all those things that you just saw on that screen. Life's too short not to fish. Go with me. Today we're going to learn from the Master. Say that with me. Today we're going to learn from the Master. Jesus, at least I call him this, he is the Master Caster. He is the Master Caster. He can teach you how to catch some real fish. I'm talking about people. He can teach you how to love people like you've never known before. And that's what we're going to delve into this morning. Jesus is called the Master many times in the Bible. Keep looking. Master does not mean slave owner. However, Jesus does own you. The Bible says you're bought with a what? Price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. But the word master here doesn't mean slave owner. It means this. It means wise teacher. It means one who speaks with authority on a subject. Amen? In plain English, here's what it means. It means one who knows what he's talking about. Okay? So if you want to know how to love people, reach out to people, guess what? We have an authority, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the Master Caster. Amen? And he wants to work in your life and my life. And he wants to change us. Wants to make us and a message of our life attractive to other people. He wants to make our message winsome to other people. We have a world out there that thinks the church today is full of charlatans and crooks, and they say it for good reason because it is. Are y'all listening? Say it. And we're on Christian television, and sometimes I slap myself and wonder, why am I there? Because I look at some of the mess there, and it's pathetic. Not that that's puffing me up, thinking my good show. I'm just saying stuff that isn't biblical. I'm on the air, or programs on air just to get things, get money. It's crazy, friend. I just don't see that being what Jesus is all about. That's another message for another day. But He's the master caster, and if we'll listen to Him today, He'll help us learn that life is too short not to fish. Amen? Here's how we start out, and Jesus started out. He called Peter and his brother Andrew to fish. Look at the scripture with me. If you have your Bible, it's Matthew 4, but it'll be right on the screen in front of you. Matthew 4:18. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They were casting a net into the sea. Say that with me. For they were what? These guys were pros. They knew what they were doing. And He said unto them, that's what the song just said, Matthew 4:19. That's what that little song I just sang. This was the verse that the little preacher was talking about. He said unto them, follow Me, and I'll make you what? Fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets, and they started following this rabbi. They didn't really know him, but they weren't going to miss the chance. Rabbis usually didn't call people like dirty fishermen. They only called the folks that were well-trained and well-schooled in the Word, and these boys probably weren't, that's for sure. And they jumped at the chance to follow Jesus Christ. And so they're following Him. And Peter learned that he had met the master caster. I believe this was another incident that actually happened. Look at it. Luke 5, verse 3. And Jesus, He entered into one of their boats, which was Simon's, and He prayed him, He asked him that he would thrust out his boat a little further from the land. And he sat down, he started teaching the people out of his boat there. Peter's boat, that's what Jesus is doing. He's preaching, talking to them. Guy, keep with me. Don't let me lose you. And when he had left speaking or stopped speaking, he said unto Simon Peter, he said, launch your boat out into the deep and let down your nets for a big catch. Well, what's the problem with that? You'll look at this next verse. Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we've toiled all what? Night and caught what? Guess what? I've been there many times, Sea of Galilee. You can go out there. You can go out there during the daytime. You're not going to see any boats out there catching any fish. The fish bite on the Sea of Galilee, or they're caught with a cast net when? At when? Night. It's daytime. Peter's the fisherman. He knows what he's talking about because he's the pro. Jesus is a carpenter. Help me out here, okay? And there's people on the shore. If I drop my nets down, I'm going to look like an absolute idiot. Why? Because fish are not there in the daytime. That's just stupid. But Peter learned something, and you need to learn it, and I need to learn it. Listen, that Jesus is the master caster. Jesus knows how to catch fish. Can you say that with me? Jesus knows how to catch. So look what happened. Even though Simon was the expert, this is what he said, and this is what you need to say. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. Because you said do it, I'll do it. If you'll start there in your life today, right there, obeying Him, you'd be surprised. Well, I can't talk to people. I can't reach people for Jesus. I can't be a soul winner. I can't lead somebody to Jesus. Why don't you quit making excuses and just hush? Amen? And do this. At your word, Lord, if you say I'm a light, if you say I'm going to be a winner of souls, then that's what I'm going to be. And listen to Him. And look what happened. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of what? Fishes. And their nets what? Broke. Verse 7. And they beckoned unto partners, help! They're in the other boat. They should come and help. And they filled both ships. And both of these little boats began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, look at it. He found out he'd met the real master caster man. He fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Amen? If you and I'll start right there, instead of leaving church and being full of ourselves, if when we leave here today we'll be humble, I'm a sinner, Lord. Instead of going after the Word, you're a sinner, you're a sinner. You'll never reach people like that. Amen? Say! It's crazy. And so he learned something here. He was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of fishes which had been taken. Amen? So we're just building a little case. We got a fly rod. We're moving. I'm the one that needs to hush, though, right? Amen? So Jesus called Peter, he called Andrew, then Peter realized, wow, I've met the master caster. But I want you to see something. The Pharisees called Jesus what? Master also. But they were not sincere. You can call Jesus anything. That's not going to make you a fisher of men. Y'all listening? Oh, I believe in Jesus. I've been going to church since I was 8. I did this, I did that, I did the other. Are you catching people for Jesus? Say. Are people moved by your story, by your testimony? Are they drawn to Jesus Christ because of your life? Amen? A lot of people call him master. Look, the Pharisees. They were more religious than you and I will ever be. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your what? Master with publicans and sinners. Look at another verse. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from you. Keep going. Going to get a little deeper here. Then went the Pharisees and they took counsel that they might entangle Jesus in his talk. They didn't really believe he was their master, did they? Say, huh. They were insincere. Insincere people don't win people to Jesus. Are y'all listening? Say. Churches that are full of phonies don't win people to Jesus. It doesn't work. I don't care how many they're running. I don't care how many people are in the congregation. I'm talking about truly born-again people. People don't get born again by church being full of phony folk. Y'all with me so far? Y'all okay? Here we go. If I'm fired up, it's because he got me fired up in the first service. Amen? Okay? Look at what happened in this story. So they wanted to trick him up, mess him up, and they sent out unto him, unto Jesus, his disciples, with the Herodians saying, Master, boy, they had the right talk. We know that you're true. We know you teach the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man. Boy, they're just sucking up. For thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Verse 18, the master caster. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, say it with me, why tempt ye me, you what? Hypocrites. Amen? We can't be this way. We'll not reach people for Jesus. We can call him master. We can have our talk right. We can have the religious stuff in a row, the ducks in a row. But if we're not sincere, the world's going to pick up on it. They can read us like a book, man. Got to be real. Matthew 22, verse 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, this is just another one, asked him a question. What tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? So here's the point. Jesus is the master caster. Peter and Andrew saw it. Peter realized he had met the master caster. Oh, a lot of people called Jesus master, but they weren't sincere. So now let's move with the message and try to help ourselves this morning. In case if you feel like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Here we go. We're trying to make a point, and here we go. Get with it. I think it's going to happen right now. Ready? Come on. Let's learn from the master on how to be a fisher of men. How many would love to do that? Say. How many would love to learn how to share your testimony? How many would love to learn to be able to bring people to the kingdom? How many would love to be there when you get to heaven and people come up to you and go, you know, because of your testimony, because of your word, because of the way you lived your life, because of just the simple way you did things, I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That's the kind of heaven I want to go to. What am I going to do in heaven? People ask that question. Am I going to float around on a cloud? Yeah, maybe if you don't tell somebody about Jesus, that's all you're going to have to do. I hope to fellowship with my sisters and my brothers. That's what I'm hoping that I'm going to do up there. People I've won to Christ. People that I've had an influence on. I want to have that in my life. And even if only a half a dozen of you jump in today and want to be a fisher of men with me, then let's do it. Amen? Inglewood can be changed by just a few. I'm telling you. Come on. Let's look. So how can we do it? Number one. Real simple today. Number one. How can I be a fisher of men? Number one, the master caster principle. Can you say that with me? The master caster principle. If we're going to love people and reach out to people and care for people and draw people to Jesus, here's the bottom line. Pop it up. Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as who? As yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So what is our master caster principle? Say it with me. Love the Lord and love who? We have built this ministry. At least we've tried. We hadn't done as good a job as I know we could do. But the bottom line is, the thing that drives me here and keeps me in focus is this thought. We love Jesus and we love people. We love Jesus and we love people. I don't care about anything else here as much as I care about that. Y'all hear me say, in our offices when you come in, you'll see the fellowship logo and it says, we love Jesus and we love people. Why? Because why else would we have a church? That's the thing that drives our engine. We're to love the Lord and we're to love people. A lot of people come to church. It's good for them. It's a great place to meet people. Well, that's true. You know, we go on nice trips. Well, that's true, but that's not what drives our engine. If we're meeting people here, it's to win them to Jesus. If we take a trip with you, it's to win you to Jesus. Amen? Or to encourage you in your faith so you can grow in the Lord. That's what drives our engine here. Love the Lord and love people. That is the master caster principle. It's the bottom line. Look at that fishing line. It's the bottom line from the master. So why do you go to church? Why are you here? Why are you a Christian? What kind of service do you perform? And that service you're performing, why are you performing it? Well, it makes me look good. It makes me feel better. It's not about that. Amen? Say. It's about loving Him. Loving people. Bottom line. Just some scriptures, Raj, and we'll roll with them. 1 John 4:19, we love Him because He first loved us. Mark 16:15, He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Jesus said. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Son of Man, Matthew 18:11, has come to save that which was lost. 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God because He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay our lives down for the brethren. 1 John 4:10 and 11, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. He sent His Son to be the propitiation, the one that would take our place, the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, say it with me, we ought also to do what? Love one another. So what's the bottom line? The master caster principle. Say it with me. Love the Lord and love people. Say it with me again. The principle. Love the Lord and love people. We don't go out and soul win and try to reach people to Jesus so that I can report to somebody and tell them how many people I won to Jesus. We don't baptize people here so I can brag to somebody, we baptized this many. Baptizing's good. Winning people to Jesus is awesome. But the bottom line is about loving the Lord and loving people, not being puffed up. You listening? Okay, here we go. Let's keep looking. You might wonder, what's gotten into Clark today? Well, this got into me. Amen? Number two, let's look at it. The principle, love the Lord, love people. Now, we're talking about fishing for men. Number two, the master caster position. You got to be positioned right, baby. All right? Any fisherman will tell you this. If you're sitting down on the boat, I don't even like to fish with folks that's sitting down. And I know you do. You're tired. Your back hurts. I understand all that kind of good stuff. But I like to be up. Why? Why do you think I'm up not sitting down? Because I believe I'm going to do what? Catch one! If I'm sitting down, I'm believing them. I ain't going to catch nothing. The position's up, baby, not down. Amen? Look at it. Here's the master caster position. Now just listen to this story. And I can't preach it long. I told you I would, Raj, but I got to go. Matthew 23. Then spoke Jesus to the multitude and His disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. He was talking about these people that are pretending to be fishermen but ain't. They call Him master, but they don't mean it. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, He's talking to His disciples, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and they do not. Amen? Let me ask you something. You think a lost world out here will be attracted to you or to me if we say and we don't deliver? Yes or no? If we lie and do not the truth, will they want to follow us? Yes or no? And Jesus said, hey, some of the laws they're preaching and teaching, that's right and that's good, but don't you fall after what they do, because they're not right. They bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne on other folk. They lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not even move one of them with their finger. Lazy bums, that's what he's calling them. Verse 5, all their works they do to be seen of men. They make broad phylacteries. Those are boxes they stuck on the top of their head and on their arms. They put the scripture in it. Good idea to put the scripture, but that's why it's better to hide it in your heart. Amen, that you might not sin against God. We don't want to put it on a box, but in a box it looks real big and people can see how big a box we got on our head. You think people are going to want to come to Fellowship Church if we go around with a big head? Say, that's crazy, man. Listen, so this ain't the position. They enlarge the borders of their garments. They have on these flowing robes, but they would make theirs bigger and put more bells on it and whistles. So when they walk, cling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, I'm religious, I'm religious. Jesus is saying these people are killing us. And they love the uppermost rooms at the feast, the box seats. That's where they want to sit. They fight for seats at church. By the way, I'll put you on notice, no seat here at Fellowship Church is your seat. Get here early and you can sit in it. If you get here late, it's gone. We want people in these seats, amen? You can hear over there and you can hear over here and you can hear up there and you can hear back there, amen? Some churches, if you go in and sit in somebody's seat, oh, you sit in my seat. Oh, they won't say it, they just won't talk to you for 6 months. God help them, amen? Look at it. The chief seats in the synagogue, guess what they want? Keep looking. Greetings in the market to be called of men. They just love it when they're in town and people go, Rabbi! Rabbi! They go, oh, did you hear them? What is that? Look at that. Amen? But be ye not called Rabbi, for one's your master. Who's that? Jesus. And all you are what? Brethren. Call no man your father upon the earth. For one is your Father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your Master, even Christ. Now here's the position. Look at it. He that is greatest among you shall be your what? And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be what? So what's our position? Our principle, love the Lord and love people. That guides everything we do. Amen? Decisions that we make. Here's the position. Here it is. Humble yourself as a servant before people in this community. Are you listening? Say, I hadn't seen too many people turn away somebody that's humbling themselves and has the right heart attitude and wants to serve and help and do for other people. Have y'all? Say, haven't seen too many people go, oh, I hate that church. All they do is love you. and they care for you. You know what I'm saying? And the other day, golly, stupid people came over and mowed my grass. Idiots. You see what I'm saying? I saw them somewhere out and they actually can't believe it. Made me sick. They bought my supper. You see what I mean? Humble yourself. Humble yourself. That's our position. That position is what? It's always low to the floor. Amen? Say. It's always down here. People get intimidated if you're up like this in their face. Ah, love Jesus. You know? But if you're like this, Jesus loves you. You assume the low position. You give them the high position. Amen? You listening? And I knew that Loving Hands would be here today, and that's why I'm preaching like this today. I talk like this all the time, but this is my heart today. Because this is what this ministry does. You see it before your eyes today. You see lives, a fellow that was sleeping under a bridge 4 weeks ago. And then Ernest over here lost everything in his life and all he had left was a car to sleep in. And somebody, Wendell and others that work in this ministry, humbled themselves and said, we're not better than you. We're reaching out a hand to you. Amen? It just is huge. It works, man. This is how you get positioned to catch men. Amen? Listen from the Master. He knows what he's talking about. Two little stories real quick. One was a lawyer. We won't preach it, but let's read it. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, there he goes again, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what's written in the law? How readest thou? He answering said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Boy, that's right on. He said unto him, you've answered right. You go do this and you're going to do fine. You're going to be a good fisherman, buddy. Amen? But he willing to do what to himself? The lawyer wasn't satisfied with the answer. He was really wanting to justify himself. Said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor then? Trying to act like smarter than Jesus. Boy, that's not a good thing to do. And Jesus answering said unto him, a certain man went down from Jerusalem. You know the story, to Jericho. He fell among thieves. They stripped him of his clothes. They wounded him and departed, leaving the man half dead. Jesus telling a story. And by chance there came a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he came by and looked on him, he passed on the other side. Didn't help him, didn't raise a finger to do squat. But a certain Samaritan, who the Jews called half-breeds and had nothing to do with, as he journeyed, he came where the man was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him, he bound up his wounds, he poured in oil and wine, he set him on his own beast, he brought him to an inn, a place to stay, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out money and he gave to the host and said unto him, you take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more than what I just gave you, when I come again, I'll repay. Which now of these three, Jesus asked this smart aleck, self-righteous lawyer, was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, you go do that. Amen? So, let's look. Humble yourself as a servant. Some quick points. Don't justify yourself before people. Show mercy to people. Look at me. I do this. I give this. I go there. I wear this. They go, what planet are you from? You don't even talk the language I talk. You sound so full of yourself, so self-righteous. Get away from me! Are you hearing me? Don't do that. Show mercy to them. A leper. Another lesson we can learn real fast. As Jesus entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. They had leprosy. They stood afar off, all diseased and nasty. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. It came to pass as they went, they were what? Clean. Healed. No more mess. Say that with me. And one of them. When he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice and he glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet. He gave Jesus thanks, for he was a Samaritan. But I tell you, these people that are put down, these half-breeds, they sound like they're out front of most of us. Are you listening to me? Say. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? I'm talking about humbling yourself as a servant. Don't justify yourself. Show mercy to people. Now listen, here's some more help. Be one of 10. Can you say that with me? Be one of 10. Just be one of 10. Turn around. Praise God. Give Him glory. Most folks who don't have anything to do with people, Christian people that don't have things to do with people, they don't realize what the hell they've been saved from. They don't realize the sin they've been forgiven. They don't understand how merciful God is. If you ever get a hold of mercy, instead of being the 9 that goes, thank you, I'm healed, thank you, see you, bye. If you'll turn around and stop, man, stop. Think about it, write it down, contemplate how good God's been to you. And it'll start to ooze out of you when you start to mingle with folk. Are y'all listening? Wow. So humble yourself. James 4:6, he gives more grace, wherefore he says God resists the proud. He ain't gonna have nothing to do with the proud. But he gives grace to the who? The humble. So our principle, love the Lord, love people. Our position is humble ourselves as a servant. Always stay low and be grateful. And then number 3 this morning, the master caster personality. I got my principle. And I got my position. Well, what does our personality need to be like? Well, I'm just me, and I'm just going to be me, and that's the way I always been. Well, God's cool with you being you, but if you're a pain in the rear end, something's got to change. Amen? Say. You're full of yourself. If something's got to give here. Personality has a lot to do with reaching people. Is that true, yes or no? Come on, it's the truth. Let's see what it ain't. We'll just read the story, what it ain't. You know the story. Here's what it ain't before we see what it is. John 8, Jesus went into the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He again into the temple. All the people came unto him. He sat down and started teaching. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master. Boy, they're using the right words, but boy, they ain't got this down pat. This is the woman who was taken in adultery in the very act. Wow. That's rough, ain't it? Say. Now Moses in the law commanded us that she should be stoned. But what do you say? And they said this to Jesus, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger, he wrote on the ground as if he didn't even hear what it said. Amen? What the personality ain't. Here it is. What it is to be real and genuine. What it ain't is what we saw in these Pharisees. They were religious phonies. Phonies cast stones. Say that with me. Phonies do what? Cast. Say it again. Phonies do what? I can't believe you do that at that church. I can't believe y'all sing them songs. I can't believe you do that. I can't believe you don't wear a tie. I can't believe you. Just hit us, baby. Go ahead. It's crazy. Casting stones. The Pharisees were leaders, that's for sure. They run everything. But they weren't leaders when it came to fishing. Keep looking. They were master caster phonies. They were would-be look-alikes. The church is full of that today. And I'm not trying to beat y'all up today. It might sound like that. I'm trying to encourage you. I can't encourage you if I don't show you the ugly. Amen? Because church is full of ugly. Okay? How to detect phony fisher folk. And by the way, if you're one of these, we're going to shine the light on you right now. Here we go. Number one. How to detect phony fisher folk, religious people that are full of themselves. They talk the right talk. Oh, they got that down. So you can't find them out that way. Number two, their attitude is judgmental. Uh-oh, I'm feeling it. Amen? Ding, 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 ding. I'm honing in on it. Judgmental. I can't believe he does that. Can't believe he you know? Guess what? People sin. That's what people do. And people die. We're good at two things. We're good at sinning and dying. That's what we're good at. We're good at sinning and dying. This living for Jesus stuff without him, that's tough. Amen? And if we're judging people that don't know him, my gosh, what are we doing? It's insane. And we shouldn't judge people that do know him. You never catch fish by talking bad about them. I've tried. I've gone out there on the boat. You stupid fish. I hate your guts. Okay, here we come. Amen? But we treat the world like that so many times. We see people, whether they're homosexuals or where people they're living in adultery or people who are drunks or people who are drugs, and so we talk bad about them as if they're going to go, great, I'm coming to your church Sunday. You never catch fish by talking bad about them. Amen? Come on, I wish it was that easy, dude. I could do it all day. Keep looking. Number three, how you detect these folks? They're more interested in talking than showing mercy. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says. Let's discuss this doctrine. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Hey, let's talk about I'm hungry and I ain't got no food. Can you help me? Amen? They say I and we a lot, and they list their pedigree, background, experience. I did this, and we did this, and I went to that school, and I did this. That's all well and good, but you're never going to be a fisher of men if this is what you're about. Amen? It's true. I know it's true, brother. I've been in it, done it, acted like it, like a fool I have. Here's what it is, real quick. Look at Jesus, the master caster. Look at him. So what happened with the rest of the story? So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that's without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, thankfully they had a conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman was standing in the middle. When Jesus had lifted up himself, he saw nobody there but the woman. He said unto the woman, Where are your accusers? Has no man condemned you? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Amen? The Bible talks about holiness and righteousness and doing the right thing. But if we come off that way first, and judging and holding that kind, man, that's getting the cart before the horse. I got to know Jesus. I got to be in the Word. And even then, there's still those times where you stumble and fall and mess up. Are y'all listening? Amen. All right, so Jesus, being real, being genuine, that's the personality that we've got to have, guys. Real, genuine, old-time fishermen, they don't do a lot of talking or bragging about their pedigree or whatever. Here's what they do. You know what they do? Pop it up, Raj. They fish. Some of the oldest fishermen and some of the hardcore fishermen I've met around here, they're not scholarly necessarily. Some of them are, but necessarily they're not scholarly in the English language and everything. But if you'll just hush and get on their boat and sort of watch them, you'll be catching some fish, boys. Amen? Jesus can help us here. They fish. Real people attract others. Would you say that with me? Real people attract others. Real people are positives. Phonies repel others. Phonies are negatives to the church. Phonies usually want to show you how to do it, but they really can't do it. Amen? Real, genuine fishermen usually don't tell you how to do it, but if you watch them long enough, you'll see them what? Do it! Amen? Catching folk is more walk than talk. Can you say that with me? Catching folk is more walk than... It's more about relationship and less about religiosity. Amen? And we're almost done. Life's too short not to fish. So let's look at our principle. What is it? Love the Lord and love who? People. What's our position? Humble yourself as a who? Servant. And what's your personality? Be real and genuine. Amen? Last thing is this. As far as this personality, you have got to attract fish. If you go out there fishing, I mean, come out in the bay or the Gulf, you got to attract fish. There's a couple of different ways. And I've shared this with you before, but I'm going to share it again. First of all, you got to shine your light. That's what Jesus said. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That's how people are drawn to Jesus, by seeing our light, not necessarily hearing our mouth. Amen? There is a place to witness and talk. Of course there is. But sometimes we do that a little too much sometimes. Shine your light. What's the principle? You put a lantern out, and the lantern draws in the little what? Fishies, and the big fish like to eat the what? Here's the principle. When you leave here today, be a little fish. Be a little fish. Well, I've been saved 50 years. Be a little fish to the community out here. You don't need to come across as, I did this, and I served this, and I started this church. Be a little fish. They're not going to be attracted to a shark. They're attracted to that little, he's a lot like me, man. He sinned just like I sinned. You know, he was a hellraiser at one time. He grew up in a religious home, and yet he didn't really truly get saved. You know, he didn't get it. I thought I was all screwed up, but he screwed up like I am. You see what I'm saying? Be a little fish. They might want to come and receive. Amen? Here's the second thing. Share your life. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. Watch it. That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. What does this mean? Share your life. Here's what I mean. When you've been hurt, when you've had problems, if you share that with people instead of... Here's what people used to tell me all the time. You can't tell people what you did bad because you're giving glory to the devil. Hey, I want to tell you some things I did bad so you know there ain't a whole big chasm between you and me. Amen? And that Jesus saved me. And if He saved this sorry no good scum, He can change your life. Amen? That's what it's about. Share your life. Here's how the old-time fishermen do it. They get fish out in the bay that aren't really good to eat. Bony, bloody. And they'll take those fish and they'll take them and they'll grind them up. Then they'll freeze them. It's called chum. Then they'll hang it out behind their boat and all that ground up fish starts to melt. and then come other little fish, and then the big fish. You've got some chum in your life. Instead of hiding it, why don't you share some of the mess? Amen? Instead of coming off holier than thou, why don't you appear pure like, you know, yeah, I was screwed up too, man. I know what it's like. Amen? Not a lot of people like that point. The last one is seek the lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So the personality, you've got to attract fish by shining your light, by sharing your life, and then you've got to take some action. Well, I'll tell somebody Jesus if they invade my home. No, you've got to get out of the house. You've got to at the restaurant where you get your gas in the community. Show forth Jesus. Put on a t-shirt. Put on a hat. Put a fellowship thing on the back of your car, and people might just go up and ask you. How many have ever had somebody ask you because of a t-shirt, something like that? They've asked you, do you go to fellowship church? Can I see your hand? Look at that. And the Bible says, be ready always to give an answer to any man that asks of the hope that's in you. Amen? That's fishing. I know I took a little long today. We have to go where the fish are. Life's too short not to fish. Hell's too hot not to get caught. Amen? Come on. And listen, life's too short not to fish. Be real today. Love Jesus and love people today. Reach out to others in humility. And here's the fishing deal. Be real before others and reel them in to His kingdom. And just a quick review, the principle, love the Lord. Say it with me. Say it with me. The principle, love the Lord, love people. The position, humble yourself as a servant. The personality, be real and genuine. Quit talking. Shine your light. Share your life. And finally, seek the lost. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Can we do that this morning? Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen.